This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. وما توفيقنا ولا اعتصامنا إلا بالله، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فهو المهتد، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. اللهم إنا نشهد أنه بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الله به الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين. فاجزه اللهم عنا خير ما جزيت به نبياً عن أمته، ورسولا عن دعوته، وصلى اللهم عليه وعلى آله أجمعين، وارض اللهم عن جميع الصحابة والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما، وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما، ولا تجعل فينا ولا معنا شقيا ولا مطرودا ولا محروما. اللهم لا تدع لنا في هذا اليوم العظيم ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا همّا إلا فرجته، ولا كربا إلا نفسته، ولا مظلوما إلا نصرته، ولا حاجة لك فيها رضا وهي لنا خير إلا قضيتها يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله، وأحثكم على طاعته وامتثال أوامره واجتناب نواهيه. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، dear beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we, as we go through life, we have to realize a fact that we are in a state of war. And that war was declared against us, the believers, the human beings, from before our birth, before our coming to this life. This war is declared by an enemy who is relentless, who will not spare any possibilities, any ways, or any methods and weapons in fighting us. And we have to know our enemy if we have to have any chance in defending ourselves and winning in this war, inshallah. That enemy has been exposed to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger. That enemy that is a clear and present danger to every human being and to every mu'min and mu'mina and every Muslim and Muslima is none but الشيطان إبليس لعنه الله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا. Indeed, الشيطان has declared himself an enemy of yours. So declare him as an enemy. Treat him like an enemy. اتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا. And this enmity of الشيطان goes back to the minute that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested him and tested his wretched and evil spirit by commanding him to prostrate, to make sujood tahiyyah to our father Adam alayhi salam after he was created. إِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي خَالِقٌ بَشَرًا مِّنْ طِينٍ فَإِذَا سَوَّيْتُهُ وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي فقعوا له ساجدين فسجد الملائكة كلهم أجمعون إلا إبليس إلا إبليس استكبر وكان من الكافرين. قال يا إبليس ما منعك أن تسجد لما خلقت بيدي استكبرت أم كنت من العالين؟ قال أنا خير منه خلقتني من نار وخلقته من طين. إبليس disobeyed the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that was received directly from Allah. That unbelievable defiance to a direct order from Allah. And yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his hilm, he asked him, why did you not do that? Why did you not obey my command? And then he said, أنا خير من, I am better than him. I was created out of blazing fire. He was created out of mud and dirt and soil. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relays his punishment. قَالَ فَخْرُجْ مِنْهَا فَإِنَّكَ رَجِيمٌ وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكَ لَعْنَتِي إِلَى يَوْمِ الدِّينِ قال رب فأنظرني إلى يوم يبعثون. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kicked him out from the rank that he has reached before. The ranks that he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, put them amongst the angels. And he said, the shaitan said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, رَبِّ فَانْظِرْنِي إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. Give me respite, give me time, give me a chance. What do you need that chance for? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِنَّكَ مِنَ الْمُنْظَرِينَ. It's already been ordained that you will be left on earth, that you will be left until الوقت المعلوم, until the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained. And then Iblis revealed his plan. And this is where our khutbah today. قَالَ فَبِعِزَّتِكَ لَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. He said, by your majesty, by your glory, Ya Allah. He's making an oath. By Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he will lure all of us. لَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ. I will drag them with me. He fell from grace and he wants the children of Adam and Hawa to fall with him into the pit of fire. And then he made in the Quran in several places a promise. He vowed that he will not stop. He will come against us from everywhere. وَلَآتِيَنَّهُمْ عَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ. I will come from their right, from their left, from the front, from the back. لَأَحْتَنِكَنَّ ذُرِّيَّتَهُ. I will chew them. I will do everything to make them fall out of your grace, Ya Allah, like I fell out of the grace. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this war, we might think it's not a fair war, but it is, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us all the tricks and all the methods of shaitan. He said, I will come from the right, from the left, from the front, from the back. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained to us and showed us exactly how he's going to come. And what is he going to do? And what are the weapons of shaitan? And we need to recognize those methods and the ways of shaitan so we can repel it, so we can defend ourselves against it. One of his first weapons, and a shaitan yuwaswas, a shaitan comes into the subconscious and is able to whisper thoughts and ideas and plans. And what he cannot do directly, he uses awliya'ah. He uses his group, his proxies of al-jinn wal-ins. There are shayateen of al-jinn and there are shayateen of al-ins. So he will use a lot of help in attacking us. And one of the first things and the first ways that Iblis uses is what he said. فَبِعِزَّتِكَ لَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ. What is أُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ? الْغْوَى is to make things that are filthy and bad beautiful. Things that are not appealing, make it appealing. الْغَوَايَ is to lure them by deception. And that is what الْغَوَايَ means. So how does a shaitan make that? A shaitan tries to present things that are evil in a picture that is more acceptable to human beings that does not have hidayah in the heart. Shaitan will call things different names. So al-riba, a shaitan calls it interest. Evil intoxicants like al-khamr, the wine, the alcohol, the people of shaitan, what do they call it? Spirits. Everything is called something different. This is called euphemism. And Shaitan is the ultimate euphemizer. He is the person that will tell you things that are absolutely evil. Nakedness and filth is called liberty. Sexual deviation is called alternative lifestyle. That is riwaya to human beings. And we see many human beings, right and left, fall into this, wal-iyadu billah. So when we recognize that, when we recognize that method, and we understand to call things the way they are, and the way things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described it, and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the first weapon that we can use against shaitan. The second thing that he does is he makes us try to get attached to a temporary existence in this dunya. To forget that we are here for a temporary and finite period to be tested, to show what we can do. And he tries to make people get attached to this dunya. He said, لَأُزَيِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. I will make this earth, this dunya, beautiful for them. So they will desire that. They will work day and night for this dunya. It will occupy their mind. It will be in their hearts. And that's how I'll get to them. لَأُزَيِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. And then Shaitan uses lies and deception, him and his proxies. When he came to our father Adam alayhi salam, how did he lure him into disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He lied to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Adam alayhi salam, don't eat from this tree. You have the entire Jannah. Everything in it is for you and for your wife. Except one tree. Just avoid that tree. So what does Shaitan comes to Adam and Hawa? What does he tell him? هَلْ أَدُلَّكُمَا عَلَى شَجَرَةِ الْخُلْدِ وَمُلْكٍ لَا يَبْلَى. I will show you the tree of eternity, the tree of dominion that will never perish. وَقَاسَمَهُمَا. And he made a vow, he made a qasam, he halaf yameen. وَقَاسَمَهُمَا إِنِّي لَكُمَا مِنَ النَّاصِحِينَ. Indeed, I'm just an advisor, I just want good for you. That's what Shaitan comes and does to every one of us. If he can get to Nabiullah Adam alayhi salam, well, be assured that he can get to anyone that doesn't take refuge but from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala against those tricks. Let's try to find a chair for the uncle here, please. And then the shaitan uses fear tactics. A shaitan knows that to lure human beings, you do two things. The stick and the carrot. The carrot is the dunya. You lure them into it. And the stick, you make them afraid of something. And that's how you control people. And that's, we see the followers of shaitan. That's how they control people. It's really a simple concept, but it's highly effective. A shaitan lures us into dunya, but also makes us fear. Fear what? Fear poverty and poor, being poor if we give charity for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear other people. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسُ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشَوْهُمْ. Fear them. Put fear in their hearts. And then he comes with his lies when people are most vulnerable. He came to the kuffar of Quraysh right before Badr. We know the story narrated in Ibn Ishaq and others, and Ibn Hisham, that Shaitan himself came as a man to the people of Quraysh while they were debating whether they want to go into the battle or not against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That was a pivotal moment in history. What does he say? This is in the Quran, not only in the seerah. قَالَ لَا غَالِبَ لَكُمُ الْيَوْمَ مِنَ النَّاسِ وَإِنِّي جَارٌ لَكُمْ. I will protect you. I will be with you, me and my group. فَلَمَّا تَرَاءَتِ الْفِئَتَانِ نَكَصَ عَلَىٰ عَقِبَيْهِ. But when the battle started, he was the first to run away. Shaitan wants us to fear. الشَّيْطَانُ يَعِدُّكُمُ الْفَقْرُ وَيَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ. Shaitan wants us to be always anxious, anxiety, be unsettled, always fearing something, fearing the future. What about tomorrow? What if you do this? And he keeps doing his waswasa to human beings, and especially the believers, to prevent them from doing the thing that will save them on the day of judgment, and that is spending money for the sake of Allah. Because when death comes, human being has only one wish. قَالَ رَبِّ لَوْلَا أَجَّلْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبًا فَأَصَّدَّقْ. What prevented you from doing sadaqah when you were alive? I was afraid. I was afraid I didn't have enough savings. I was afraid I didn't have enough for my children. I was afraid I didn't have enough for their education. But now when death comes, give me just a minute so I can spend money. And one of the very effective weapons of shaitan is something that we really have to understand and pay attention to. Shaitan comes to us, to our psyche, to our inside. Shaitan can manipulate our feelings to a certain extent. And shaitan uses a weapon that makes us, that render human beings very weak and totally helpless. And he tries to use this weapon, and that weapon is al-ghadab, is anger. It's to make us angry. Even came to Musa alayhi salam while he was fighting a man. And Musa got angry and he punched him, and the man got killed, the man died. What does Musa say after he said that? قَالَ هَذَا مِنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Immediately Musa recognized that that anger that led him to that act was from shaitan. An Arabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah, awsini. Give me an advice, simple advice. I want to take it from you directly. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا تغضب. Don't get angry. Control yourself. Control your temper. So al-Arabi said, yes. أوصني. Give me another one. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا تغضب. Again, control your temper. Don't get angry. So the Arabi asked a third time, يا رسول الله أوصني. قال لا تغضب ولك الجنة. لا تغضب ولك الجنة. Control your temper, I guarantee you Jannah. Control that volcano that erupts inside every now and then. And it is in our ability to control it. If it wasn't, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wouldn't command us to do that. And how do we control our anger? There's so many things we can do, and inshallah we will dedicate a full khutbah for that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the opportunity to do that. But one of the immediate things we do is we say, أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. It's immediately we ask refuge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the shaitan. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw a man red-faced, angry. The jugular veins are engorged. And the guy, his blood pressure probably 200. He is such a mad, angry person. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I know a word. If he said, all of that will be gone. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. So we have to remember what a shaitan does, how he gets to us. Also, shaitan tried to put temptations, al-ma'asi, in front of a human being, and always gives people excuse to do it. Always make things appealing and accessible. And wallahi, we have in our times so many methods of shaitan. A phone in the hands of your son and daughter can become a very effective tool of shaitan. Can become a very accessible tool immediately to a lot of ma'asi, to a lot of sins, wal'iyadu billah. And we have to pay attention to those tools. We have to teach ourselves and teach our children how to control these things. I heard it one from an imam that I love, and alhamdulillah, I admire a lot. He said, every time I go to a hotel, I turn on that TV in the hotel that has options, and I immediately turn on parental controls. And I said, are you afraid for your children? He said, no, I don't want to leave a shaitan and access to me. We have to close those doors. We have to recognize them and close them. Another tool of shaitan is he tries, and that's a very important trick. That is a trick that he gets into the ummah, into a community, by putting conflicts and enmity amongst the Muslims. إنما يريد الشيطان أن يقع بينكم العداوة والبغضاء. He wants you to be enemy to each other and to hate each other. There is nothing shaitan hates more than seeing two people loving each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is a way to Jannah. That is a way to be shaded in the shade of Allah on the day when there is no shade but the shade of Allah. And the shaitan hates that. So he tries to put problems, to call things, to create problems. And if someone says, well, shaitan cannot come to my family, cannot get to my family. Alhamdulillah, we're a good family. As shaitan got to the best of families, brothers and sisters. As shaitan got to the family of Yaqub, whose children are prophets, and his son Yusuf is a messenger of Allah. And his father is a messenger of Allah, and his grandfather Ibrahim is a messenger of Allah. This family had four generations of prophets and messengers and got to them, got to the children, and got to the brothers of Yusuf and made them hate their own brother and want to get rid of him to the point that they were even conspiring to kill him. And that's what Yusuf alayhi salam said after shaitan put that enmity between me and my brother. He said, it was the shaitan that did that. If shaitan can get to that family, he can get to my family. And if a shaitan can come to the children of Prophet and put enmity, he can come to our community. He can come to our ummah and put adawa and baghda amongst us. So we have to understand. We have to always be aware and nuhsin al-dhan with each other, to think only good things, even if someone is doing something wrong to us. Forgive each other. Close that way of shaitan, because he is relentless. And if we are not relentless in our defense against the shaitan, he will fulfill his promise and he will drag those who follow him with him. إِنَّمَا يَدْعُوا حِزْبَهُ لِيَكُونُوا مِنْ أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-afiyya. اللهم نعوذ بك من الشيطان الرجيم وهمسه ونفسه ووسوسته يا رب العالمين. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فيا فوز المستغفرين. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Other tricks of shaitan is he uses philosophy and argument. He uses human logic in jidal, in arguing with the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why do we have to make hajj in Dhul Hijjah? And we now have groups like progressive Muslims that they have their own fatwa that you can do hajj throughout the year. Subhanallah. They argue, they use logic. They don't yusallimu to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where did that come? It came from shaytan. وَإِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ لَيُحُونَ إِلَىٰ أَوْلِيَائِهِمْ لِيُجَادِلُوكُمْ. They will argue with you. They will try to use what they think is their logic. Why is this haram? Why is this interest haram? It's not because this and this and that and this. And they try to go around and around and around. These are plots of shaitan, brothers and sisters, that we have to recognize. Shaitan will use every tool. But we, if we recognize those tools, we can repel the evil of shaitan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described it. Like if you know what's coming at you, it's not going to affect you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ كَيْدَ الشَّيْطَانِ كَانَ ضَعِيفًا. His plotting, all his ways is weak. ضَعِيفًا. Only if we take refuge in the book of Allah and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we recognize that enemy. And inshallah, if time permits, we will have a khutbah about what are the things that we can do to make ourselves stronger? What are our weapons? We spoke today about the weapons of shaitan, the tricks of shaitan. And inshallah, we will talk about, inshallah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us time, about what we can do. What are the weapons that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put for us to fight as shaitan and to be people that are in the husn, in the fortress of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from as shaitan. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات المسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك يا مولانا سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم من أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين خيرا فوفقه إلى ذلك ومن أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين شرا فخذه أخذ عزيز مقتدر اللهم عليك بأعداء الدين فإنهم لا يعجزونك اللهم عليك بالصهاينة المجرمين ومن والاهم يا رب العالمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المجاهدين المسلمين في فلسطين وفي غزة وفي كل العالم وفي كل أنحاء الأرض يا رب العالمين اللهم كن لهم عونا وسندا يا رب العالمين اللهم فرج كربهم اللهم اجبر مصيبتهم يا رب العالمين عباد الله إن الله قد أمرنا بأمر بدأ فيه بنفسه وثنى بملائكة قدسه فقال تعالى ولم يزل قائلا عليما تنبيها لنا وتعليما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما يا الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم على عبدك ونبيك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون أقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنع
الله أكبر والله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر والله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استوى اعتدل Please fill in the inside the musalla first before you use the overflow area جزاكم الله خير and make sure that you look at the sides of the rows every row starts immediately from behind the imam and then you do both sides don't start the row on the right or on the left always start it in the middle Are we good, Brother Akbar? Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل هو نبأ عظيم أنتم عنه معرضون ما كان لي من علم بالملأ الأعلى إذ يختصمون إن يوحى إلي إلا أنما أنا نذير مبين إذ قال ربك للملائكة إني خالق بشرا من طين فإذا سويته ونفخت فيه من روحي فقعوا له ساجدين فسجد الملائكة كلهم أجمعون إلا إبليس استكبر وكان من الكافرين قال يا إبليس ما منعك أن تسجد لما خلقت بيدي أستكبرت أم كنت من العالين قال أنا خير منه خلقتني من نار وخلقته من طين قال فاخرج منها فإنك رجيم وإن عليك لعنتي إلى يوم الدين قال رب فأنظرني إلى يوم يبعثون قال فإنك من المنظرين إلى يوم الوقت المعلوم قال فبعزتك لأغوينهم أجمعين إلا عبادك منهم المخلصين قال فالحق والحق أقول لأملأن جهنم منك وممن تبعك منهم أجمعين قل ما أسألكم عليه من أجر وما أنا من المتكلفين إن هو إلا ذكر للعالمين ولتعلمن نبأه بعد حين الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل هو
قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah, last week we had our first family fun night program. Inshallah, the next one is going to be next Friday, February 7th. We had overwhelming amount of people show up, over 200 kids, alhamdulillah. So the team is expanding it, expanding the rooms, adding more staff. So inshallah, the next one is going to be next Friday, February 7th. So there are no programs or activities tonight. But inshallah, we look forward for everybody coming next week. Also, next week, the start time is going to be at 7 p.m. Last week, we started at 6. Next week, it's going to be at 7 p.m. And then also, there's going to be a $5 registration fee, inshallah, just so we can ensure that we can continue this program on a consistent basis. So no activities tonight. Take that into consideration before you come. If you do come with your kids, just remember that you have to be under their supervision at all times. So you have to supervise them at all times, inshallah. If you do bring them tonight, and the masjid will close at 9:30. Second, we have our annual Ramadan market on Sunday, February 16th. That's going to be on Sunday, February 16th from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. It'll be in the Nassim Hall and the Grand Hall, inshallah. There'll be a lot of different vendors selling selling things for Ramadan, Eid, all that good stuff. There'll be food as well. So if you are a vendor and you want to sign up, you can sign up now. The deadline is February 9th. And if you just want to come and attend, inshallah, we look forward to seeing you there. Lastly, the Junior Grizzlies Muslim Basketball League, the last day to sign up is tomorrow. That's happening every Sunday at Masjid al-Rahman, inshallah, for ages 11 to 15. So if you haven't registered for that yet, register for it by tomorrow, inshallah. And you can sign up at mblmemphis.org. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum. Just a request for Shayan Mahmoud, who's 5 years old. He was just diagnosed with brain cancer and is undergoing multiple tests at St. Jude. His parents are asking for everyone to make dua for his quick and complete recovery. And also, please also make dua for Brother Ammar's wife, Hiba, who's been going through a series of